Hi guys, this is Chris Williams. Today I'm simultaneously blogging on YouTube where I am Mr. Chrisoff 2004, and I'm also Mr. Chrisoff 2004 on audioboo.fm. So those of you who are listening to me, I'm going to describe what the viewers on YouTube can see on their screen. And of course you can check out the YouTube blog on my written blog, musingsofchriswilliams.blogspot.com. I think this picture that you might be listening about, I will post onto that written blog, the picture, so you can consult this for yourself. But yeah, so due to audioboo being restricted to 5 minutes, that means that the YouTube blog will be restricted to 5 minutes as well. So yes, on the BBC News website, there you've got a spinning review section. We can be a fantasy chancellor at the Exchequer here in the UK. You can do budget cuts, and the aim is to save £50 billion. Well, I didn't read it in advance, so I made some savings that, as you will see, come to more than the £50 billion. So, here's what I come up with. Right, I slash 20% off the welfare budget, so that means that there's a £20 cut in the basic weekly pension. 3% off health, meaning a saving of 30 days hospital costs over the course of one calendar year. 3% cut in education, so that's 180 fewer secondary schools. So that's 180 secondary schools not being built. Well, I think enough schools exist as you don't need new schools. There's no new pupils, so that's okay, and that's a reasonable number, I think. 3% leading to 180. Defence, I don't see the point at the army. Why don't they? No, I was reading the other day on Wikipedia, there's far too many soldiers, as far as I can make. I didn't know there's something like 12 million members of the armed services here in the UK. Completely disproportionate. So, an 11% cut, I think, is reasonable. That leads to 95,953 fewer service personnel. A public order cut of 6%, meaning 47,130 fewer police officers. Well, I think, no. Cutting just one police officer is a problem, but what are we to do when there needs to be austerity? Personal social services, I have no cuts there at all, because the BBC website says if you make cuts, then that means fewer people getting home care. I don't think new affordable houses need to be built, so I'd be very drastic with that. 27% cut into 156,195 homes, fewer homes being built, saving 7,290 million over the course of a year. 29% transport cuts, meaning that 200 fewer motorway miles would be constructed. And I then slashed 26% off other budgets, saving a total of 24,440 million. So, in summary, that leads to a total saving of 90.2 billion pounds, well over the 50 billion target that UK Chancellor George Osborne will be aiming for. Okay, so this might be controversial, maybe I've been a bit too strict, maybe my conservative attitude has come out in this blog, but do feel free to tell me on Twitter, where I'm ChrisAlfW, what you think about my proposed budget cuts, and visit the BBC News website yourself to play with this gadget by yourself and see what you come up with. Okay, I've been Chris Williams, thanks for your time, and I hope that you'll join me again on audioboo.fm/MrChrisOff2004 and on youtube.com, where I'm also MrChrisOff2004, and also check out my written blog, musingsofchrisbooms.blogspot.com. Until next time, it's bye for now. Bye bye.